Item G2.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is a resolution conditionally approving a two-lot certified survey map being redivision of parcel 2. This is the other side of the road. Mr. Arbanella. Carmody Homes. Okay. Hopefully this one will go a little quicker. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you.
Yes,
in your packets, there's two items related here. One is the certified survey map, and then one is the subdivision plat. This is the certified survey map. Plan Commission recommended approval. I don't think they made any changes. Alderman Wilhelm is proposing some additional changes.
Actually, these came directly from them.
A couple of changes to the resolution to petition to approve the two-lot certified survey map. On those pages that you have in the packet, we're looking at the subject to the puzzles.
Could you give us your name and address for the record?
Conditions. My name is Fred Arbanella, 6603 South 50th Street, Franklin.
Thank you.
We're fine with conditions 1 through 9. As you turn to your packet, you come to number 10. If you like, I can talk or you can talk.
Now we're in our packet or in the revised?
In the certified survey. Excuse me.
Page 66.
It's Tim.
The corrected one?
Correct. Tim Lynch with Lynch & Associates.
Okay.
So we're proposing just a couple of minor changes to the resolution.
Okay.
On the red line, we're asking that item number 10 be stricken. We feel it really applies more towards the preliminary plat and the platting than the CSM. Did you guys catch up?
Maybe just the city council.
So item 10 is stricken. We're just asking for it to be stricken. Don't feel that it applies to the CSM portion of the project per se. In this case, we're just dividing off Wally Hulblitz's parcel. Number 11, we'd like to have a little bit of discussion on if we could. We are being asked to dedicate 5 feet additional right away on 51st Street. The majority of the corridor is at 33 feet for a half right away width. Ours is currently at 60, and we're being asked to go to a 65 foot. To do a 430-foot corridor. Pretty inconsistent with anything neighboring around there, so we would ask that if it would be a possibility if we could keep that at 60 feet of dedication, which we already have in that section.
This is on 51st Street?
Correct.
Where you already have the sidewalk?
Correct. The sidewalk is already there. The sidewalk is existing.
So, Mr. Deedle, are you fine with that recommendation?
I'm going to defer to engineering on this one.
Okay.
I briefly talked to Ronnie a while ago. I believe it's because there, some standard somewhere was asking for that additional 5 feet. Although the applicant is correct, Alderman Wilhelm pointed it out to me as well. If you look at the properties to the north and the south, that full right-of-way was never provided before. But engineering staff had identified that it should have been. But these would be the only guys that would have provided that full width. So I'll defer this issue to the chief.
Okay. Mr. Morrow? Ditto? So you're okay with it then, that it may have been a mistake? Okay. Okay, thank you. That it's okay to do what
not
is being
the additional
not required.
Time.
Okay. Okay. City attorney, please.
I just remember a lengthy discussion at the Plan Commission. I may have read the motion into the record, and the thought was part of the discussion that the CSM basic purpose was to divide off the existing homestead supporting portion of the property so that the rest of the property could be separately developed into a subdivision agreement. And my recollection is that after lengthy discussion, was simply to, well, what comes to is requirement for public improvements, et cetera, just to that property of the CSM, and that be deleted subject to completion thereof under the plat. That's per my recollection. And there is no subject to on here, but if the city engineer and the city planning manager are okay with the redraft, then don't have to give any concern to what I just said.
Okay.
Two more small items.
Sure. Oh, wait, we're going to let the city attorney move this
second. And there was some discussion about the construction of a sidewalk along the existing homestead property, and I don't recall what the Planning Commission's result on that was, but Mr. Dito apparently will address that. I don't recall what the Planning Commission recommended with regard to that sidewalk.
They didn't recommend it was be stricken, and it's not in the current resolution that was that Joel drafted.
So okay.
The next item is item 12, and we're asking a portion that be stricken, mostly just for clarity purposes. I've read that a few times and didn't understand what it was trying to say, and I think by deleting a portion of it, it's more clear to me at least. So, I guess I just look for
get it fixed.
You're talking the last one?
Yeah, the last one. And then we have two other.
I thought that's what the attorney just referenced. Yes.
And then the last request we have is because we are working with the other developer and making sure that our development goes through, we are asking for some additional time for the approval, 180 to 365 days, which I believe the Planning Commission did recommend.
Okay.
That, we have no other.
Because we don't know what the time is. So I'll make the, well, it's Mr. Deedle.
Mr. Deedle?
Ben did not tell me that there was a Plan Commission agreement to change that was the time frame. But staff, it came up after the Plan Commission, is my understanding, and staff has no objection to it. But Ben was not aware of that being discussed at the Plan Commission.
And when I saw this today, I did confer with the planning manager and inquired as to whether or not the 180-day time limit is some code provision, and there was a need to check that, and it doesn't appear that that has occurred. So with regard to if there is a motion to approve this resolution, I would suggest the same thing that it be subject, as I did on earlier item, that it be subject to minor changes approved by the city planner, the city engineer, and the city attorney, and it would just be for the purposes of compliance probably with that time period code-wise.
I can make that motion.
Okay, Alderman.
With the correct or technical corrections, I'm hoping that 365 can stay because that might help out with this financial woe issue about the road. So.
Okay, I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? The motion passes 5 in favor, none against. We are going to take a 5-minute recess and.
We only have one more.
Oh, let's get
and
item
no
3.
Changes.
Yeah.
No changes on it.
No changes on it. G3? Is it G3? Page 83?
This
okay.
No changes. We accept all conditions for approval.
I'll make
okay.
The motion
Alderman
to approve.
Second.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes 5 in favor, none against. Now we will take a 5-minute recess, and I see that the mayor has made it back.
Go rock and roll then, people.
Thank you very much.
And it's 8:20. We'll reconvene at 8:25.
Tiny in the city. Yeah.
It is 8:27. Mayor Olson has returned to his chair after a hiatus. So I'm here at 8:27. We are back in open session. We move on to item G4, an ordinance to amend the Franklin Comprehensive Master Plan for land use plan at West Ryan Road. This is for Bear Development, otherwise known as Mills Hotel, Wyoming.
staff's recommending no action. We forgot to inform the clerk's office of this, so it's not on the agenda. Public hearing notice filed, but it was not put on the agenda. So staff would say, recommend that we act on this at the next meeting.
All right, we will hold this over to the...
No action?
No action, yeah. G5, sorry. G5 is an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance, the zoning map to rezone a western portion of Outlot 1 for Mills Hotel of Wyoming, LLC.
Same thing?
You're good.
I was going to ask the city attorney, and I forgot to. Do we want to add a condition that this is approved subject to the comprehensive plan? This has to be tabled too.
Zoning ordinance, an ordinance to rezone property has to be in conformity with the comprehensive master plan. That is why on all agendas where comp plan amendment is necessary in order to obtain a rezoning ordinance approval, and item is always prior to the ordinance. Like, is the plat available without the rezone, or is it also contingent thereto? Could, if the rezoning wasn't approved, would the, is the plat available for approval? I didn't study detail of planning or engineering on the plat.
Just hold all three and just be clean.
All right, for that, we're going to hold G4, G5, and G6 to the next meeting. We'll move on to G7, Tax Incremental District Number 5, PDD 37. There is no action.
Oh, Stephen, to listen to the minutes of the tape, that was very good.
Okay, the door's back open. There is no action on this. This is staff informing that they're going to go ahead with temporary occupancy. Any questions for staff?
Oh, there's no action necessary?
No action necessary.
Oh, okay.
Beetle was going to raise his hand, so I didn't know if he's going to.
If you don't have to, don't. The Director of Building Services is here. Inspection Services. Mr. Satula is here along with Planning Manager Deal. Do you have an urge to speak? Feel free.
Oh, yeah, I'm here to answer.
Well, so I guess I'll just say real quick then. So basically, the way I read this, the letter is that there's going to be a personal guarantee, and then they're going to be open up the stadium and then the C1, is it C1 building? All right.
I will note that staff, well, we all have reservations about doing this. This is not routine. It is available under the code. Circumstances being what they are, we're moving forward.
Right. Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Just one quick question.
Alderman Mayor.
You know as well as I do that once somebody takes occupancy, whether they have an occupancy permit or not, once they take occupancy, all your leverage is gone to get them to live up to whatever standards you set.
Personal guarantee.
What is your?
Typically, what we'll do is we'll put a condition on there that if they don't comply by a certain date, that we can actually revoke the occupancy permit. So if it goes beyond that, it could become a court matter where we can issue citations, daily citations for lack of compliance. But we wouldn't let them in the building unless it was something that we felt was minor in nature as far as life safety goes. If it was a major issue, we wouldn't give them temporary occupancy.
Thank you.
Well, there's a difference between the zoning compliance requirement and health and safety issues. And relative to the zoning, if you look at page 199, there's a substantial list of times that are guaranteed by Mr. Zimmerman's check. Anything else? G8 is an ordinance to amend 2018-2345, adopting the annual budgets. This is to make an appropriation for administrative costs for TIF 5.
No more.
Second.
Question, just clarification. Paul, as we talked, this is not new funding. Now, everybody knows that they're coming back asking for more money, and you list it up on the top, but this is not for any of that. This is all money that was already approved, just being reappropriated a different year, different time.
The amendment for the infrastructure cost, it merely moves monies that were appropriated in 2018 to 2019 because they weren't spent and not encumbered. The other new money, there are new monies here associated for administrative costs. So you will recall that the Common Council approved a TID plan amendment as well as a potential amendment to the developer's agreement, and there are some city costs associated with negotiating that, and this provides the appropriation to pay for those professionals.
Right, but none of the $5.2 million or the...
None of the $5.2 million is appropriated here. This is just moving monies that up the $22.5 million originally agreed to, borrowed by the city, because it wasn't spent in 18, we need to move the appropriation forward to 2019.
Thank you.
And, Your Honor, I just probably like to point out the fact that the normal cast of characters aren't here also, so that makes it pretty clear what we're voting on.
Okay, we need a roll call on that now, clerk.
Aye.
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 Five ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. Move on to G9, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 118 of the electrical standards.
Move to approve.
Second. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 The opposed? Motion carries. G10 is a resolution authorizing certain officials to execute a tax assessment agreement on TID number 6 for Strauss Investments, LLC.
Second.
Question? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 The opposed? Motion carries. G11 is a request to allow, oh, we did that?
11
is 12. 13 is a resolution, page 259, I'll get back in, 269, I'll get back in half. Resolution conditionally approving a two-lot certified survey map for Matt Talbot Recovery Services.
We have some discussion. Yeah, we're going to have some discussion. I've got a lot of neighbors talking, and I'm very happy we have a representative from Talbot here that can maybe clarify some things as I go into them.
Good evening, Attorney Kleiner. Name and address, please.
Lisa Wood, 111 East Kilburn Avenue, Suite 1400, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53202.
Alderman Nelson.
Okay, and I appreciate your time on this because we've communicated back and forth. I've gotten a lot of feedback. In fact, three of the neighbors that have talked to me in great detail, great depth, they're actually founding family members that are on the wall outside here. So they are established. They have concerns. They have concerns leading back to the original CBRF and where this project moves forward. Now, with that said, you know, I guess the biggest thing is, what is this property going to be used for? Exactly.
It is exactly going to be a single family home. So Matt Talbot has indicated that they would be happy to sign any sort of deed restriction to the extent that Attorney Wasilewski and I can come up with some language. But it is either going to be a spec home, we'll build it, we'll sell it, single family home, or we'll sell the lot for use as a single family home. No other intention.
Thank you. And that deed restriction is big. And going now with the water part of it, after hearing the at length detail to fight for someone else that wished to do a building project, I only see it fit and reasonable that, you know, we support your request.
Is your motion to adopt resolution 20? Alderman Wilhelm.
To the city engineer. Are there any instances where soils are prohibited? Because I know the soils are probably holding muck over here or something there. It's really, really wet. I just didn't want them to get into something where the soils are caving in and they're digging things out. Has anyone looked into that? Because there's a section in here about soils.
I have not seen a soils report. So obviously septic systems is the big concern with that. Generally a house can accommodate soils, modify the soils to make that acceptable. So I think the biggest concern would be a septic, but space and other sanitary sewer valley. It's right across the street, right?
Yes.
We will have sanitary sewer, so as far as the soils issues, I mean, it could be addressed.
Soils
are
quite expressive anyway.
It is, and pursuant to the first resolution, we're also required to place a note on the CSM as it relates to the Hecklers.
No, that was what, because I know the area. I walked through it. It's really cool.
Suggest a motion as set forth on the common council action sheet and the addition of to the motion and to add a condition providing for the delivery of a use deed restriction as proposed by attorney Lisa Wood at this meeting.
So moved.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G14, a motion to allow the Director of Human Health, 297, to sign an agreement with the City of Greenfield.
Move to approve.
Second.
This is another in our cooperation. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G15 is written on page 303. Catch on that.
So moved.
Let me announce.
Yeah.
It's a resolution acceptance of a stormwater drainage easement for Aspen Woods. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G16 on 355, an ordinance to amend ordinance 2018-2345, adopting the annual budgets. This is to provide for additional $650,000 appropriation for the 51st and Drexel roundabout. Mr. Rotzen. Second.
Second.
Mr. Rosenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to remind the Common Council that this particular project was part of the 2018 Capital Improvement Project Program, and in December of 2017, and at that time, the 2018 budget, $750,000 was appropriated for this particular project. And in December of 2017, the Common Council authorized, and the city did, issue bonds to support this project, so there are $750,000 worth of funds on hand that we're paying interest on to support this project that already exists since December of 2017.
Alderman Taylor?
So this is $650,000 more than we thought. Is that, or?
Yes, there's an additional $650,000 that will, under the ordinance that's before you, the proposed ordinance, would increase the authorization or expected borrowings for the coming year by another $650,000.
So who missed that? I mean, that's a $650,000 error. How did that happen?
If you recall, we initially had a free engineering by sewer pack. They provided, I forget the exact amount, it was like less than $600,000, so we upped it to $750,000. Finally got the consultant on board, R.A. Smith. I reminded, I forget, earlier this year that it was like about $1 million was the estimate, and then it came in at the 1.2 is the actual project cost. And then when you add up the other things, I want to throw some contingency in there, so in case things move a little bit over, we have enough to cover everything.
Why do we have free engineering? Why were we using somebody else?
It's requested to come again.
Okay. Anything else? Just a reminder that this project will be done by August 24th. And I got a note today from the superintendent. I think school is still in until June 7th.
No.
Aye.
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 Motion carries, 4 ayes, 2 noes, no absent, no abstentions. Move on to G17. Thank you, guys. On page 359, a resolution approving purchase and sale of real estate at the northwest corner, Drexel and 51st for right-of-way.
I mean, I'm just frank, Your Honor, I'm going to vote no on this one and the next one. I'm just frankly surprised because normally, Your Honor, when we go over budget on something like this, you flail your arms around in anger. I mean, you sat there many times. How do you accept $650,000 off right now? Silence and thanking this. Your stamp of approval, thank you very much is what you said. You're giving a stamp of approval on this? Are you kidding me?
I think I saw figures that I always expected to be this because I was reading the documents on this, and I don't need to go into it and everything, but I always knew from reading everything it was going to be more than that, and that I knew that sewer PAC's amounts were already low. But I read everything, and that's why I know. So that's why I'm okay with it. It wasn't a big surprise to me. I mean, the surprise, I wasn't really happy about having to pay for that easement for being a Dolan, but.
That's what you're about to do. Great. I am not pleased about this, but given the total circumstances, we're between a rock and two hard places. If we put it off next year, we're rolling the dice that the prices will go down, and given construction these days, I'm not sure that will happen. Then on top of that, the fact that the sewer PAC folks aren't really engineers, so they weren't able to do soil borings and all the rest of that stuff, that complicates things. It's like building a house without knowing what the soils are. I'm not happy about it. It's more money, but if we put it off for a year, we're going to get even worse. So we're on G17, which is to buy the right-of-way. Is there a motion?
So moved. Second.
Discussion?
Yes.
Alderman Nelson?
Have we exhausted that option of trying to get Payne and Dolan to donate it or sell it for a dollar given the relationship with the city? Has that been explored?
They love us right now, sure.
They're ecstatic with us.
Love or hate, I'm just asking. I understand the situation. I understand the contentious relationship. Just simply asking a very straightforward question.
I have asked that question. So to get it through the quickest is to charge what the fair market.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
No.
Madam Clerk.
Aye.
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 No.
Aye.
No.
Motion carries, 4 ayes, 2 noes, no absent, no abstentions. Move on to G18, which is a resolution to award a contract to Zignago for the construction of the 51st Street and Drexel
so moved.
Intersection. Is there a second?
Second.
I suppose I should read the number. If I can turn the page. The motion is a resolution to authorize construction with alternate one for Zignago Company Incorporated constructs South 51st Street and West Drexel Avenue intersection in the amount of $1,459,174.55. Is that correct?
If you would like to pay a little bit additional for the heavier asphalt.
Bump the cost
is the alternate one. So the alternate one would bring it to the highlighted 1.466019. Without the additional asphalt, it's 1,459,174.55.
Is it worth the additional asphalt?
It'd be nice to have that.
Every time we don't do that with the soils, Drexel's sitting on fabric down there. If we don't do it, it's going to be.
Alderman Barber, what is your motion, sir?
We've got a fire station.
Main motion approved.
Option A.